This is Akashwani, the news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met Chief of Air Staff Air Chief Marshal A.B. Singh at his residence in New Delhi. The meeting came amid rising tensions between India and Pakistan following the Pahalgam terror attack. In a significant development following the recent Pahalgam terror attack, the Punjab police have arrested two individuals in Amritsar for allegedly spying for Pakistan. The accused were allegedly involved in leaking sensitive information and photographs of military establishments, including army cantonment and air bases in Amritsar. Sir. The Defence Research and Development Organisation successfully carried out maiden flight trials of its stratospheric airship platform from the Shiopur trial site in Madhya Pradesh yesterday. Developed by Aerial Delivery Research and Development Establishment at Agra in Uttar Pradesh, the airship was launched carrying an instrumental payload to an altitude of around 17 kilometers. In the meantime, Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has congratulated the DRDO for the successful maiden flight trial of the system. He stated that this system will uniquely enhance India's earth observation and intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance capabilities. The United States has approved the sale of Hawkeye 360 technology to India to boost the country's surveillance capabilities. The move will enhance India's maritime domain awareness in the Indo-Pacific region. In a statement, the U.S. Defense Security Cooperation Agency said the $131 million deal will improve India's capabilities to meet the current and future threats by bolstering its maritime domain awareness, analytical abilities, and strategic posture. President of Angola, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço, has said India and Angola are committed to further advancing bilateral ties. Speaking at the India-Angola Business Forum in New Delhi today, he said India is a key partner which has expertise in generic medicines. Addressing the gathering, Union Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said that India-Angola bilateral ties are underpinned by a vibrant energy partnership. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today stated that the Arctic region has a global significance in itself and India has a growing involvement with the Arctic. The minister was speaking at Arctic Circle India Forum 2025 in New Delhi. Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Bandi Sanjay Kumar today ruled out any possibility of holding talks with Maoists, stating that dialogue cannot happen with those who wield guns and kill innocent people. Speaking in Telangana's Karimnagar district, the minister stressed that talks can only be considered if the Maoists lay down their arms. The Election Commission will soon launch a single-point mobile application, ECI Net, to provide a unified digital platform to stakeholders for all electoral-related activities. The Commission said in a statement, the new one-stop platform, ECI Net, will integrate and reorient over 40 of existing mobile and web applications of the poll body. The new user-friendly digital interface is being developed for the electors and its other stakeholders such as the election officials, political parties and the civil society. The National Testing Agency is conducting the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET Undergraduate 2025 today, across over 5,000 centres in the country and 13 cities abroad. Over 22.7 lakh candidates have registered for the examination. The NTA in a statement said that all preparations and logistical arrangements for organizing a safe and secure examination have been made. The first World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 will conclude today. Masterclasses on filmmaking and cultural events are the main attraction on the last day of the four-day event. The event, which began on Thursday, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Meanwhile, Waves X, a startup accelerator program at Waves, is expected to attract funding for around 15 startups. Chief Growth Officer of IAMAI, Sandeep Jhingran, has said a total of 1,000 applications were submitted by various startups for Waves X, out of which around 30 have pitched their ideas before investors in Waves. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.